about the ox hitched together?
Team Oxen?
Did you ever see that?
No. Have I ever seen it? Pictures, I guess. I've never seen it.
And the animal that you milk?
It's a cow.
And the male is called?
Bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Or did it sound a little vulgar?
Depending on how you're using it now, the way you said, well, that's a bull out there in that pasture. Well, that's all right, but I didn't better come to the house and say, oh, don't give me any of that bull. That wasn't, that wasn't considered too nice.
Uh-huh. And the little one, when it's first born, is...
calf?
Huh?
Calf?
And the female is called a...
a female cow? Calf.
Uh-huh. Any special names for female calves?
No, to me they're just calves.
What about the male?
Well, if you're really trying to pin it down, I guess you'd say bull calf.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to...
foal.
Okay. Any other more common ways of saying that?
Well, that'd be a horse there, foal. I don't know if I ever heard that used with a cow or not.
Did you ever hear come in fresh or drop a calf or
fine? Drop a calf, yeah. She's fixing to drop a calf.
Okay.
Foal would go back to there. That's horse, not cow.
What do you call the female horse?
A mare.
What about the male?
Stallion.
Any other names for a male horse?
That depends on what they've done to him. You might call him a gelding.
You'd call him a gelding after you had...
fixed him, altered him.
Any other terms for that? Fixed or altered? Would you use those terms talking about a pig, for example?
Or a cow? I never talked about pigs much, I suppose.
And you say everyone around here likes to get on horses and
ride.
And yesterday he
rode.
And I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off. Fell off the horse.
Okay. And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say,
I guess I must have fallen out of bed.
And the things that you put on the horse's feet.
Shoes? Okay. Horse shoes?
What about a game played with those? Did you ever see?
Yeah, we played that. Play horseshoes?
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
The same way? Just like horse? Mm-hmm. No. I don't think so.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
The hooves.
Okay, and just one of those would be one?
Hoof.
And what do people raise sheep for?
Wool.
Did people ever raise sheep in this area?
No. I've never seen one down here. Oh, I guess I've seen one or two that people had just messing around with, but they've never raised them down here for commercial purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot.
What do they call the male sheep?
Ram.
And the female?
You.
And talking about pigs, when they're full grown, you call them?
Pig. Hog?
Okay. What about when they're half grown?
Pig, I guess.
Did you ever hear of a shote?
No, I've heard the word, but I never used it.
Do you know what it means exactly? Or when?
No.
What about the male hog?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a boar or a male hog?
Oh, okay, boar, yeah. But I don't know, I don't think I've ever heard it talk about a tame hog.
Huh?
I don't think I've ever heard of a boar hog, but they're neat wild.
Mm-hmm. Is a boar hog male or...
male. Well, no. No, I mean, boar hog to me is a wild hog. I guess, never thought about it. I guess we just refer to it that way. It could be male or female. Mm-hmm. Boar hog.
What would you call a female hog?
Sow?
Mm-hmm. What if she's never had pigs?
I don't know.
And a male hog that's been fixed, you call him a... Do you ever hear barra or boar?
No.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
I don't have any idea, but if I had to call it something, I guess I'd probably call it bristle.
Uh-huh. What about the big teeth that a hog has?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tusks. Okay.
And the things you put the food in for the hog would be a
trough.
Okay, and if you had three or four of those, you'd have three or four
troughs.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to go feed the
animals.
Okay, what if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to feed the...
I'd feed the chickens. Or I'd have to break each one of them down. I wouldn't...